University life can be a bit of a maze, right? Don't worry. Campus Chronicles is here to be your guide. It's your go-to spot for tackling the big questions, sharing a laugh, and everything else that comes with navigating campus life. Think of it as the resource and the sounding board that I wish I had back in my uni days. And I am so excited to share it with you. My goal is to leave you feeling inspired, energized, and ready to chase after your boldest dreams. Let's jump in. Hello, hello, everyone. I am so excited to introduce you to this incredible guest that we have today. His name is Shay Brown. Shay, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Brooke. It is an honor and a privilege for your folks to have us listening in their ears right now. So thank them as well for taking time to be part of what you're doing. You're making a huge impact on the world, not just on campuses, but for folks worldwide. So thank you so much for hosting and having this show.
Well, I'm excited to jump in with you because I know you have such an incredible journey and there is so much wealth of knowledge and insight you can share. But before we go there, give us a little insight into who you are and what you do.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out who I am, by the way. I'm still trying to figure out what I do. I do know that I happen to be a caregiver. And what that means for folks that are listening is that my mother is 77 years old. And so I have a responsibility of taking care of Mother Deer, who has Parkinson's, by the way. So that's a journey in itself. That means that I spend more time making sure mom's taken care of. Back in the day, mom made sure I'm taken care of. Now, some of you are not going to relate to that right now, but I want you to hear that message that we do have a responsibility to our parents and to the ones that brought us into this world. I'm also someone who is married. So I'm kind of fortunate, by the way. I've been with my wife 16 years, married 6 years. I knew her in high school. Now, for those folks who are on college campuses now, my wife didn't date me in high school because she was a cheerleader. And I wasn't a football player or basketball player, by the way. I wasn't in the cool kids club. So, but there's hope. So if you have that fantasy girl, she was my fantasy cheerleader. But if you have that fantasy girl, just know it can take place. 20 years later, we reconnected through Facebook. And today we are married and happily married. And always tease her and tell her that Kevin Hart's made us short guys cool again. Ha ha! And we're a lot taller when we stay on our bank accounts. Y'all will get that a little later. I might go over your head right now. I have two sons. My son is married. I have a grandchild. So I guess I'm a papa, a grandpa. I know I don't look like that. I know I don't sound like that. Come on, somebody out there, hopefully you listen to me. He don't sound like that. That's me. I'm in that cool kids club now. So I'm a parent and a grandparent, and I'm someone who just wants to make an impact on the world. And maybe that's where you are right now. Maybe you don't know what you're going to do yet. You're taking the classes because they say take the classes. You're following the schedule because they say follow the schedule. And just know I'm just like you. That once upon a time, I don't know if I'm going too long, but when I was at Morgan State University, that's where I went, an undergrad, by the way, I knew what I was going to do. And believe it or not, even after I went to graduate school at Johns Hopkins University for business, I didn't know what I was going to do. So don't worry. I never thought I'd be an entrepreneur and I never thought I'd be in sales. But one thing I do know is that no matter what you decide to do and where life takes you, keep one thing in mind, that you have a responsibility to serve others and give them a gift. So I'm someone that's here to serve, here to help, and here to have a good time. And thanks so much, Brooke, for asking me a little about who am I? Just the everyday guy like many of you.
I love that. You know, I have two things to say. Firstly, the things that I look for in a partner are very different than the things that I looked for in high school. And I have to tell you, Shay, the people that I'm dating are very, very different. So yes, there is hope. And then secondly, your infectious energy is so beautiful. I love just how much joy and enthusiasm and exuberance you bring to the table. And I want to know, you talk a lot about coming back stronger. Where does that fit into your life's journey? Because when we think about university students, so much of what you just said, you're starting, you're trying to figure out who you are, you're trying to build your identity, and that's tough, especially at such a young age. But this comeback stronger mentality is something you can start instilling at any age, no matter where you are. So let's talk about it.
So there I was. I was in the third grade, by the way, in Dale City, Virginia. So that's in Virginia. That was my elementary school. I was in the third grade. And Miss Kurtz, she was my first teacher that I was in love with. Gosh, she was so hot. But Don't worry about that. Don't fall in love with your teachers. But I was in the third grade and she would bring me up to the front of the class and you had to, after you read an assignment, this was back in the old days, by the way, you used to actually read books. You'd have to walk to the front of the class and you would share what you had read. Now, every time I walked to the front of the class since the first grade, people had always laughed and joked. Ah, ha, 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 ha. They always laughed at me. And that's because when I got up in front of the class, I was used to it. Except on this particular day, there was something that was different. And what was different on this day is that I could see the words and I could hear the words, but I couldn't get the words out of my mouth. And Ms. Kurtz took me down to the principal's office. They called my mother. Mother Dear had to come into the office. And when Mother Dear arrived, the principal told my mom with the counselor that I had a severe stuttering problem. Now, what that meant is that they were going to be sending me to, well, we live in remarkable times. I'm not going to say the class. Back in my old days, they called it a class. You don't want to call it that class this name this day. But they sent me to the class nobody wanted to go to. It was for people who weren't as bright. I'll say it like that. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was just flabbergasted. And I didn't know what it really meant in third grade, but I knew you don't go to that class and everybody tease people in that class, okay? So my mother listened to the principal and said, okay. We went home, and here's the point I want to make. At home, my mom, she's someone who worked for the government. She was a bishop of a church, a very small church. That means I'm what they call a preacher's kid. That means I got into a lot of trouble, but she was into Christianity. Just to give you some sense of my mom, bishop of a church, even as a woman back in the 1970s. Wow, that was a long time ago, wasn't it? When women, you know, weren't seen as the preachers of the church. I'll say it like that, the bishops. And she, Mother Dear, looked over at me and said, you don't have a stuttering problem. Now I'm thinking to myself, I do. They just told me that in school, which is right. She said, you just think faster than everybody else. And you got to give your brain time to process it because you can't get it out. You're thinking so fast. I said, okay. Now, here's what I learned about Mother Dear. I held that belief all the way till I was in high school. And I found out in high school that Mother Dear lied to me. Okay, I do have a severe stuttering problem. I still freaking stutter and talk fast. But here's the point I want to make. And here's why I tell you that story about coming back. Sometimes you need someone to believe in you before you believe in yourself. And you might hear some people telling you things. You might say, I don't know if that's true, but they believe it's true and it's possible for you. So the first step when I have a setback or a challenge is to always remind myself. And I want you to remind yourself, you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe that it's possible. And you know what? If Mother Dear never told me those words, I don't know what I'd be doing today. I just don't know. I really don't know. But that was one of the foundational pieces that remind me that almost anything is possible if you give it time.
I think it's easy to go to university and study the thing that your parents want you to study. Study the thing that the internet says is going to make you successful, is going to make you important. And sometimes it's easy to not really ask yourself, what is it that I want? To look for that motivation inside.
Yeah, you have to find who you are. There I was at Morgan State University, and I was in Thomas J. Wilcox's class. Now, this is speech communication. Now, I'm not a speech guy at all by any stretch of imagination. Maybe you hear my passion coming through. You're like, well, I don't know if you're a speech guy, but you sound pretty passionate, because I am passionate about hopefully living a good life. But back then, I was not going to say I was young and dumb, but I was just young. Let's just say that.
You were a little more timid. Little less life experience.
Yeah, a little less life experience. A whole lot less life experience. We ain't gonna talk about all the alcohol, okay? But anyway, so there I was in a speech class. And Thomas, Mr. Professor, his name at the time, Dr. Thomas J. Wilcox, used to bring us up to the front of the class. And when I got up to give my speech, I tried to be like people I had seen. So it was either someone I'd seen in church, it was a politician, it might have been Reverend Jesse Jackson. I was trying to be that guy. And one of the things he told me after class, he said, Jake, come over here. I want to have a conversation with you. I said, sure. And I was, not going to say I was an actor, but back then I was trying to be who they wanted me to be.
You were very performative.
Yeah. And he said, I want you to do two things and your speeches will be a lot better. So what is it? You want me to say something? I need more hype? You need hand movement? What do you need? He said, I need you just to speak from the heart and be yourself. No, you don't understand. If I do that, I might stutter. I might, you know, you don't want that shape around. Okay, no. I want that guy. But I can be a little hyper. Now you think I'm hyper now. I have my AARP card, ladies and gentlemen. So you know I reached a certain status in life. That means I'm over 50 for anyone that cares. Okay. But back then I was a young whippersnapper. I had a lot of energy, by the way. So I was a little more over the top than I am now. And he said, no. You be who you are. You speak from the heart and be yourself. And I said, why? Why would they want to hear from me? He said these words, and I share these words with you. Wherever you are, on whatever campus you are, anywhere in the world, maybe you're not even on campus anymore. Maybe you still listen to this podcast. You're going to tune in for the rest of your life because Brooke got some good stuff going on here at campus. Okay. Okay. So tell all your friends. So la da da, they tell everybody. Okay. But he said these words, and this is what I want you to hear, and this is what I want you to know. He said, people have a phony meter. So they may smile, but they know when they feel like something's just not right. But if you speak from the heart and you be yourself, they can either accept you or not accept you. But that's just who you are. Now, I wish I could tell you that I changed overnight, that Dr. Professor Thomas J. Wilcox made me change my whole life. But that's not the case. It took me a little while it was after college. It was after graduate school. It wasn't until I was an adult that I found myself at Citibank as a management associate, and I was struggling, and they sent me to Dale Carnegie class. That's a book, by the way. It's a class you go learn how to win friends and influence people. And when the guy was talking, I said, you know what? I should just be myself. That's what Mr. Wilcox says. It doesn't matter. And so I started being myself, and it's taken me to where I'm at today. So my point to you and the big takeaway to you is always be yourself and you'll be just fine. Speak from the heart, be yourself, and life will take you to some amazing places.
And especially at this young age too, when you're trying to identify who you are, because I think that's one of the hardest parts. People will say, be yourself. And then it's easy to say, well, who is that? I'm in a new environment. I'm with new people studying a new thing. That's a beautiful opportunity to return to yourself and then reclaim who you want to be. You don't have to be the person that you were a year ago, 5 months ago, 5 years ago. You are constantly evolving, constantly changing, and you can claim a new reality.
Yeah. And you might be saying, as you're listening right now, well, that seems kind of small. I mean, it's not a big thing to do. But here's what I would share, one of our key philosophies, and that is do small things well and you'll get big results. It's the little things that matter. Now, I recall when I was in the seventh grade at Godwin Middle School, by the way, I tried out for the basketball team. And I knew I should make the basketball team because I had practiced all summer. I don't know what everybody else was doing, but I was practicing all summer. And Coach Fred Miller, never will forget Coach Fred Miller. I'm still not too excited about Coach Fred Miller. But back in the day, this was many years ago, by the way, you try out for the team and they would put a list up on the board. And you would look for your name up on that board. If your name went on that board, that means you was cut. That means don't come to the next day's tryout. So I tried out as hard as I could. I was excited. I worked hard as I could. I got there the next day. I was the first one there, but I can tell as soon as I got off that bus, I went bing, looked up, and I was cut from the team. How can I be cut from the team? I was the best one. At least I thought I was. I said, well, maybe it's because I'm short. Right? And so, yeah, something against short guys. It's because I'm not 6'2 at the time, only 5'6 now. So you can imagine what I was like in high school. Okay. I wasn't the tallest guy around at all by any stretch of imagination. Don't judge me. And so I go home and I tell my father that I've been cut from the team and I'm just down. And my dad looks over and says, why don't you be a statistician? I couldn't even pronounce the freaking word statistician. I didn't know what that was. So I said, okay, sounds good. So yeah, the person makes sure everything's tracks everything that's going on, and you'll learn more. I said, yes. So I go back and ask the coach, can I be a statistician? He looked at me kind of crazy. Coach Fredman said, sure. Now, the reason I tell you that story and what it means to you as you're listening right now, that Shea Brown found out later he was a glorified water boy, okay? Yeah. I can say that with pride now. And my job was to put the water and make sure everybody had water on the bench and the towels and that kind of stuff. But here's what I learned. This is why I tell you the story. I learned the concept, do small things well and get big results. Throughout the game, I started learning the plays because I was on the side. And I would notice that coach didn't always put the best players in the game. He put the players in the game that was doing the small things. They would dive for a ball. They would try as hard as they could, although the guy was scoring them. And I'm looking down the bench saying, wait a minute, Lonzo better than him. Why he in the game? Lonnie was sitting on there because he wasn't running the plays. He hadn't paid attention in practice. He didn't show up. Why'd I tell you that? You do small things, you will get big results. Small things add up over time. Now, I never did make the basketball team. I tried out again. That's a topic for another time. I got cut again. Okay, don't judge me. I told you I was in love with Carla, okay? I told you. Hey, man, when nobody cheering for Shea Brown, I knew she was going to cheer for me one day, but that wasn't the time. But I did learn, if I do those small things, I'm going to get big results. That's what I'm sharing with you right now. Do the small things. Show up on time. Read a couple books a day. Drink the water. Do the exercise. Watch your diet. Those small things will get you big results.
You know, that's a really interesting point. So I don't know if you know this about me. So I worked for Fox Sports. And you're correct that sometimes the people that are in the game are the people that are literally just willing to try. It's not always the best. It's the person that's willing to put in the work and hustle. And I know that's a big athlete mentality. And I identify the Mamba mentality behind you as well. Yeah. But there's a question I clocked that really fast. There's a question I'm very excited to ask you, though. So I ask everybody that comes on the podcast this one. It's a little tough. So if you were going to give 3 pieces of advice to university-age students, these advices can be about anything. What would those 3 pieces of advice be?
I'm reminded of the first piece that you need. And there are 3 pieces, and then I'll break them down for you. And if you stick to just these 3 rules for life, I've got 12 rules, but I'm going to give you 3 of them. They'll help you throughout life. The first one is the inner game. And the inner game, so it's going to be inner game, outer game, and action. I like to keep things simple and easy. Inner game, outer game, and action. The inner game, if you're taking notes, INNER, the inner game is the mental side of success. We've been talking about that. It's your belief systems. It's your comfort zone. It's how you deal with the fear of rejection. It really is your mindset. And I want you to tell yourself there's 2 things you control every single day. You control your mindset. You control your actions. So always look at how are you viewing the situation, not what has happened to me, but what can I do about it? How can I respond to it? If you focus on you first, I'm not saying every day is cupcakes, unicorns, and rainbows, okay? I'm not saying that. There's going to be some tough days. There's going to be some days you're going to be down. I understand that. But if your mindset is, there is a way, my job is to find it, you always be looking for a way to make something work instead of why it doesn't work. So it's all about mindset. So that's the inner game. That's you. That's you. Ain't nobody else. Ain't your mama. Ain't your daddy. Ain't your aunt. Ain't your uncle. Ain't the professor. It's on you. You control how you feel and how you think. Number one. So I'll start there. Number 2 is what we call the outer game. O-U-T-E-R. The outer game is all the tactical side of success. So this is how you're managing your time. It's your time management. It's your goal setting. The goals you're setting for yourself. I'm not saying you got to set a goal and make all A's, but maybe you set a goal as you're going to do the best you can every single day. It's how you go about taking care of your health. It's how you interact with other people, helping them get what they want. So it's not all about you, because sometimes there is sacrifice. So if you focus on your mindset, that's the inner game, and all the tactical things you got to do, your goal setting, your time management, how you treat other folks, how you prepare and get better at what you enjoy doing, whatever that craft is, you become the best version of you because you control that. Okay. That's the second part. You do that as you go through college, as you go through life, it's going to take you far. And the third way, you got the inner game. That's number 1. Check, Shay. I put that in my notes. Number 2, the outer game. Check, Shay. You put that in your notes. The third one is action. I'll give you a 1-sentence definition just so you have it for your notes. Action is moving yourself to follow through and do all the things you know that you should be doing. See, it's one thing to intellectually know to do something. It's another thing to actually do it. It's a big gap. And I know right now you probably know everything you should be doing. You might be able to talk about what I'm talking about. That's fine. But you have to be able to do it. And there's only one word in the whole dictionary that guarantees you success. One word. I'll give you that one word. It goes under action, but it's persistence. So if you're going to persist, that means you don't give up. If you're going to persist, that means you're not quit. If you're going to persist, that means you take action. So when you get knocked down, you get back in the game again. You fail, you try again. Then I promise you, you're going to win more than you lose. Inner game, outer game, and action. You keep those three, just those three in your pocket from today going forth. And my promise here, you're going to achieve all things you've wanted to achieve and many things you never thought you would. I never thought I'd be here with the one and only Brooke Young. And here I am with her, an honor and a privilege.
And we're having so much fun together.
Hey, yes, we are. Yes, we are.
I absolutely love that. You know, one of the things I've liked about you is that you've dropped so many wisdom nuggets throughout our entire conversation that this question I'm going to ask feels a little bit redundant. But again, I'm a habit person and I ask all of my guests it. I'm a little interested to hear this, especially because of that sign behind there. Is there a quote you live your life by?
Yeah. The quote that I love comes from a guy by the name of Dr. George C. Frazier. You might be looking at the quote behind me because there's Mamba mentality, there's Muhammad Ali, there's a lot going on around me. But this is someone who's a mentor. Never got a chance to meet Kobe Bryant, although I'm a Kobe Bryant fanatic, by the way. And this mentor is, right now he's 80 years old. He's been in business over 60 years. He's the father of networking, does some amazing, incredible things. And I've had the chance to meet with him and talk to him. And whenever I get a chance to meet with any of my mentors, I always ask the question, which is, what's one of the best pieces of advice you've ever been given? And you just asked the question, which was just magical, by the way. And he summed it up in three words. I mean, wow, how do you take 80 years of wisdom and give it to me in three words? I mean, how can I give you three words that's going to help you right now? And it's one of the best quotes of all time. One of the best pieces of advice I've ever been given in my life. And you know what he said? Stay the course. Stay the course. He says, life's going to take you on a lot of different paths. And you've got something you want to go after. And I promise you, there's going to be some setbacks. I promise you, there's going to be some hurdles. There's going to be some challenges that get in your way. But if you believe in where you're going, stay the course. Now, I got the Sha Brown remix version because I'm part of the LL Cool J family. That's another old guy, by the way. That just means we got remix versions.
Yes, I know who that one is.
We got remix versions on everything. So he said, stay the course, which is so very true. But what I added on to that is that champions always come back. So while I will have a setback, and there will be a challenge. I was working for my company. I'd been at Verizon for 13 years. I got laid off May 31st, 2004. Now, I was, according to Sha Brown, I was a rock star, okay? I'd come aboard, got hired by a recruiter, risen up to senior director level. That was a big deal. Everybody's senior director these days, but that was a big deal many years ago. And we had laid off people. And now they were coming telling me they're laying me off? My pride was crushed to the ground. I said, I'm going to start my own company. Everybody else had their own company. I had some severance. Shoot, you got your company. I can get my company. I started a company. Guess what? I had a plan. I knew it would work. You ever had a plan you know it's going to work? Guess what? I got started. Nobody hired me. All the education, I do say education being funny. All the degrees, I do say that being funny. All my experience, nobody hired me. You know what I did? I ran out of money. My wife, I told you about that. My second wife. Now, I'm on my third marriage. Don't judge me, okay? My second wife at that time decided to leave me because the money was funny and the change was strange and I wasn't doing things I was supposed to do. Then I found myself with my two sons wanting to live with me. They can't live with dad. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm not making any money. Why you want to live with me? I'm supposed to pay child support, not live with me. But they came to live with me. So I got extra miles. My car got repossessed. That's not a mean thing to many of you, but you know, I ended up filing bankruptcy. I mean, that's a pretty tough thing. I had no money. But you know what? Champions always come back. They stay the course. So as a result, I had to keep getting back in the game. See, it's not about coming back. It's about how fast, how quick, how easy, how efficient you can come back. It's not if you're going to come back. It's how quickly can you do it. So I share that message with you to say, stay the course. If you believe in whatever your mission, your goals and objectives are in life, you might have to adjust the plan. You might have to take some alternate routes, but you stay the course. You believe in who you are and what you stand for and what you want. And if you do that, the dream is always there. You're just trying to find a way to get there as fast as you possibly can. So one of the best pieces of advice I've ever been given is stay the course. Stay the course. Stay the course.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh, I love it. Your triples too. Triples are my favorite. I want to transition really quick as we wrap up here because I've had so much fun with you, but I want to give you the floor to talk about this. You are an entrepreneur. If somebody is inspired by you, they love your enthusiasm, all of your energy. Where do they go to find you?
Sure. Here's what I would do. If you're out there right now, there's two places to find me. One, I'll just say on Instagram, because that's probably where you're from. That's my jam. And you can, my name is Che Brown, C-H-E Brown. So if you're on LinkedIn, you want to do that, that's fine. But on Instagram, it's just I am, like I and then A-M, then my name, C-H-E Brown. So go over to Instagram at I am C-H-E Brown. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, the reason you might want to do that because you can hear me, but I can't hear you. Some of you can see me if you're getting the video of this, but I can't see you. You can see what I'm up to, but I would like to know more about you and what you do. So if nothing else, we can connect. But if you do it, drop me a DM. Put on their campus. Just put on campus. I know that comes back to Brooke, by the way. Just put down campus. That's the bat signal. I don't know if they know about the bat signal. That's the bat signal between you and I, by the way. And for those of folks who do that, we do have a little special gift called the 5 Steps to Bounce Back Stronger from Any Setback. It's our gift to you. There's nothing to buy. There's nothing to sell. That's just my gift to you. Hopefully you hear what my heart is. And do I want to connect with you? Absolutely. But I want to learn more about you and follow your journey because I believe I can learn from you as well. You know why? Because when the question is asked, when do you stop learning? I want you to always remember this. You never stop learning. I'm 57 years old and I'm learning from Brooke in this very, very moment. Her style, her way of asking questions, her humor. We never stop learning.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind. You always have fun. And now he has a show as well. If you want some more of his energy, you're going to have to listen into his show too.
Absolutely. The Happy Entrepreneur Show. You can go Google The Happy Entrepreneur Show. Tune in. These are entrepreneurs who are showing up and they're sharing their challenges. They're sharing their successes because of one philosophy, and that is success leaves clues. I didn't create that, but it's so true. See, you can borrow other people's philosophies. You can borrow people's winning things. So I borrow success wins clues. I said it works. It's a principle of success, and principles always work. So show up. Get some of the principles of success that's going to help you do more faster, quicker, easier, with less effort.
And his amazing energy is going to help just make you feel better on your toughest days. You want to go tune into him and all of his energy. Well, thank you so much for being here and for showing up with such joy and enthusiasm and for sharing your story so vulnerably. I really, really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to share with us. So thank you for coming on here.
Thank you for having me and thank your audience for listening. I mean, you can be doing a lot of things with your time. I know one thing, you can always make more money, but you can't make more time. So you've all given us your most precious resource, which is your time. Thanks a lot. Tune in every time Brooke is broadcasting. You make sure you get that because she's always, always bringing value to make your life better.
Thank you for joining me on Campus Chronicles. I hope you found our discussion informative, inspiring, entertaining, and fun. We are always working hard to make sure that our episodes are the very best they can be, which means we need your help. If you liked what you heard, remember to hit the follow button on your favorite podcast platform and drop us a review. It helps us to connect with more students who are hungry for success. And remember, the journey never stops. Keep listening, keep learning, keep growing. See you next week for another amazing episode of Campus Chronicles.